Morning, brothers and sisters.
今天真的是我很想跟大家进行交流一个，就大家都很熟悉，可是呢，常常有很多忽略的地方，一个主题叫罪。
Today I want to share, with you, a topic that is often, that can be confusing, to understand, and it's about sin.
谈到这个主题，我相信大家都很熟悉，似乎很熟悉，可是就是你要深究起来，真的是知道的非常少。
So you know, when we talk about sin, I'm sure many of you are familiar with what it is, but to truly understand it, fewer people really understand it.
我清楚记得我当时这个信主的刚开始的时候，别人刚跟我传福音，他说我是罪人。我就说，我怎么是罪人呢？感到很稀奇。
I remember when early on, when people were preaching the gospel to me, and they told me that I was a sinner, and I thought, how am I a sinner?
我就说我都很好啊，就说我好像在人看来也很好，我自己做事也好像都是挺光明的，为什么说我是罪人呢？
And I said, you know, I thought I was a pretty good person, you know, among people.You know, I do good things, you know, so how am I a sinner?
然后他就给我一个形象比喻说，他说就像你一生当中好像某些方面做什么事情如果是错了，那就像是一个污点。
And so he gave me kind of a little example, and he said, you know, imagine if you're throughout your whole life, you know, you might have done some, you know, bad things, and those bad things leave a mark.
Yeah, 如果那个污点点在一个白纸上，
And if that one little, you know, mark is placed on a sheet of paper,
如果你一生当中那么点都点上去的话，那最终这张纸就成了黑纸了。
And if you accumulate these, you know, spots or dots over the course of your lifetime, then that white piece of paper is no longer white.
那我想，那大概可能是一生当中我也不知道到底是什么事情发生的。那怎么会就说如果你累积起来，那肯定是黑纸一张。
And so I thought, okay, all right, maybe, you know, throughout my entire life, I don't know, you know, how many things I might do that are wrong. But maybe if I do a lot, it wouldn't be a white sheet of paper anymore.
也是我想，当时我想，大概我是罪人吧，就。
And at the time, I thought, okay, maybe I'm a sinner.
可是我信主这么多年以后，真的发现，就是说，我们所看到的罪，我们以为的罪。比你所知道的罪，就是如果你在神面前光照以后，你才发现你真是个罪人。你自己知道的罪，比你人实际的罪要少得多。
So one thing I've realized, over time is that the sin that we recognize or see in ourselves, that is very little compared to the sin, that we're made aware of when God reveals it to us. Yeah. What we know of our own sin is very little.
也就是说，我们是个罪，不是说是因为你行出来才真正的看到是罪，因为我们的确是看到是行为。但是更重的问题是，就是说你这个人不对，是个罪人。
So sin, you know, isn't just what we see, like the outward action, the result of the sin, because that is what we see, but the sin is really, is part of our nature, which is why we are a sinner.
Yeah. 也就是说，我们除非你认识到自己是个罪性的人，否则的话，你没有感觉到你有必要被拯救。
So unless you understand that you have a sinful nature, then you don't understand why you need to be saved.
很多事情就是说是的，就是因为我们知道那个罪的结果，以及我们好像在控制中没有做出来，但并不是意味着我们不是那种类型的人。
So there are many cases where, you know, we have a sinful nature, but we didn't act on it. But that doesn't mean that we're not a sinner.
当你要是就是说你一做事的时候，或者就是那个就是限制或者那个后果，一旦就是除掉以后，你很快就显出你本来的人是什么样的人。
But when we do, you know, commit those acts of sin, yeah. and those results happen, then we recognize that, oh yes, we are a sinner.
所以我们常常看到一个了解一个人啊，你要看到什么样的人啊，叫你看到在他自己就说好像是就比较在人看就好像 free 的位置上，就好像这个很自由的时候， 有很多拥有什么什么东西都有，但什么都有的穷人看到他做什么，那时候就显出他到底是什么样的人。
And sometimes we recognize the kind of person that someone is when you give them a lot of freedom to do whatever they want, and that's what reveals their character.
Yeah, 所以我想就是我们很重要一点要认识到，就要搞清楚，要认识一点，我们这个人是到底原来是什么样的人，因为圣经的很多地方不断的诉说。我们这个人真的光景是这样呢，就是因为我们的罪。
So it's really important for us to understand the kind of people that we are, because the Bible talks about how man is sinful.
我们今天得救以后，我们这个情况是不是就是到底是怎么变化了？我们是不是已经就不再有罪了
？And now that we're saved, how does that change the situation? Are we people who don't have sin?
如果你要认为好像我们今天已经是信主的今天，我们好像已经与罪无关了，我们已经没有罪的话，那你很危险的。
And if you think that because now that we're saved, we have nothing to do with sin anymore, then that's a dangerous.
Yeah, 因为你真的发现，就是说，当你越是靠近神的时候，你越发现自己怎么样，就对罪很敏感，而且意识到自己真的是个罪人。
Because the closer you get with God, the more sensitive you are to sin, and the more you realize that I am a sinner.
Yeah, 正如保罗到最后他说，就是他居然说他自己是罪人中的罪魁。
And you know that's why you know Paul says that he's a sinner among sinners.
因为你要知道，就是说真正认识神的人，你在神的面光当中一定对罪很敏感。
Because those people who really know God, and they are very aware of.
如果你被任何情况下要是欺哄的话，以为自己靠自己的义能够在神面前成圣的话，那你从恩典中就堕落了。
And if we think that when we go through life, if we have our own skill and will to deal with our own sins, then that is very dangerous.
所以我想今天要谈，所以我想今天我们要先讨论一下，就我想要知道，就想讲几个点，什么是罪，它罪的是到底是什么样的性情，以至于我们自己能够分辨，我们今天信主以后我们的境况怎么样，我们是不是要继续在罪的这叫与罪征战。
So today I want to talk about first what is sin and how do we identify the characteristics of sin so that we can discern. And then, you know, once that we're saved, you know, how do we deal with sin? Are we still battling with sin?
我们常常讲，我们都要成为得胜者。如果你不知彼知己，你怎么成为得胜者？
So oftentimes we talk about that we are to be overcomers, and if we're not, really inspecting ourselves,
yeah, or 就知己知彼，方能百战百胜，就是，这是一点呀。
Okay, if we don't understand the true adversary, then we cannot be overcome.
Yeah, you don't know the enemy, of course, you cannot defeat the enemy. 首先我们先讲一个先讲问题啊，什么是罪？
So first we have to talk about what is sin.
因为我们必须要清楚知道什么是罪，罪的定义是什么。
Because we have to clearly understand what sin is.
有关罪的定义啊，新约里面有三处，旧约实际上有很多的，对吧？但是我想新约里面就是说我们先看定义，然后我们再看这个定义的背后讲到的性情。
So the Bible talks a lot about what sin is, and it's talked a lot about in the Old Testament, but we'll look at what it says in the New Testament.
因为我们今天可能会涉及到很多圣经节啊，然后我因为我就习惯就说，因为我不可能翻来翻去的，要翻了很多的话，那么就是有很容易 lost 的，对吧？所以我们今天会有些东西能快速的就快速，但有些重要的地方我们必须要看一看啊。
Yeah, so today there'll be a lot of verses, but you know we won't look exactly at flip to every single scripture because there are a lot. Yeah.
我们首先看到第一个地方就是对罪的定义啊，就是我们看一个地方叫这个要看的，因为这很重要，叫约翰一书三章四节。
Let's first turn to First John, chapter.
约翰一书
3.
三章四节。
Verse 4.
这一些中文圣经翻译哦，中文这个中文的这个我要大家还要看一看，就是英文的，我想只要提提就可以了啊，不一定要去翻，但是我们可以去。但凡犯罪的，就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
And here it says, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness.
情况很清楚，这句话就是后面一句话讲得很清楚。什么样是罪？定义是什么 ？Lawlessness.
So this verse, you know, makes it very clear in that last part when it says, "What is sin? Sin is lawlessness."
好，我们待会回头会再回再继续讲这句话啊，这个定义。但是我们在这翻之前，我想再看另外两个地方一个定义。雅各书。
So keep this verse in your mind as we continue to define what sin is, and let's turn to James.
雅各书四章十七节
Chapter 4, verse 17、
yeah. 我读给大家听啊，这样，人若知道行善却不去行的，这就是他的罪了。
It says, anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins.
这个定义很清楚的，你知道该做的没做的话，那就是罪。 Okay.
So this is very clear too.
Okay. 我们再看另外一个地方罗马书
Let's turn to another scripture in Romans.
第十四章最后一节十四章第二三节就是
Chapter 14, the last verse, verse 23.
最后那个一句，那个最第四啊这一节的最后半部分叫凡不出于信心的就是罪，都是罪。
And in particular, the last half of that verse where it says, and everything that does not come from faith is sin.
这定义很清楚的，什么是罪？如果不出于信心的就是罪，你该去做的你没做，那就是罪。那罪，然后呢，就说意思就叫 lawlessness， 就是。
So what is sin? And here we see three things. First, it's something that doesn't come from faith. And two, it's something we know that we should do, but we don't do it. And three, it's lawlessness.
Okay. 那么我想关键的就是要看到就是说我们都讲了罪，因为在十诫里面就很清楚，就提到了好多就具体的一些内容，不杀人，不奸淫，不贪恋等等之类的。那么这上
And you know, when we talk about sin, you know, we often talk about the Ten Commandments because it gives us some pretty straightforward examples like to not kill, to not commit adultery, to not covet.
Yeah. 上一次这个景深就说也讲了两次啊，就是讲到就是用他自己这个个人的经历来讲，从那个马太福音就五六七这三章里面两个讲那些那个十诫的具体内容的时候，发现他主耶稣讲到每个内容的表面的背后，就是你自己是怎么样的心情，你是什么样的，就是你是怎么样的态度。
Yeah. So like Brother Jensen talked about a few times, referencing you know Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, those three chapters addressing.Some of the commandments and how it's really not about the outward action, but about revealing the attitude behind our hearts.
也就是说，你的背后，你杀人的动机背后是什么动机？是恨。
Just like you know, for somebody who commits murder, the motivation behind that is hatred.
你当我们看到一个人犯奸淫，难道就是偶然突然发生的吗？似乎他你要追究起来，一定是什么？就他早就在心里面已经盘算很久了。
And just like adultery, it doesn't just suddenly happen. You know, we know that it began in the heart.
Yeah. 也就是说，就是我们看到的这些东西都是具体，我们看到这些具体发生的事情，我们都认为这是最大家都知道的。可是呢，就是我们都忽略了，就是你这个人的背后的动机、信心、你的态度、你的性情是怎样。
So oftentimes when we see these outward actions, it seems clear like what sin is, but the real thing is actually what's in our heart.
所以你看啊，当讲到罪的时候啊，就是我们的确罪什么，因为是神规范的。当你如果触犯了那个规范，那就是犯罪了。
So really what creates the sin is that God has his laws and his boundaries, and when we cross over that, then we're into sin.
但是很有意思，就是当我们再回头看啊，就看那个，就像我大家也很熟悉的，但我讲在他的看一下这段话就比较好，就是啊，约翰一书我们再看，就是他犯罪的什么罪，就是什么违背律法的就是罪，中文翻叫违背律法的就是罪。但这个字原文的意思更就反映的所说的内容啊，比中文啊要反映的多，叫 lawlessness。
Yeah, so back to 1 John chapter 3, when John talks about how that anyone sins breaks the law, and he's very clear in English when it says sin is lawlessness.
你要仔细追究起来，这句 lawlessness 这句话什么意思啊？
And so we need to think about what lawlessness means.
它反映的是你对神的律法一个态度。
And what it means is it's describing the attitude of our hearts towards God's law.
就是说，人家干什么，他要居然去犯罪的人，居然是什么？他不要的 lawless 就不要 lawless， 它是个形容词，就变成名词了，就也就是说不要法。
So a person who is a sinner basically.Doesn't want God's law.
Yeah,
that's why it's lawless.
你看他最终的就是说，他之所以这样定要这样，神说这样做对的，然后居然我们就说我不要，我做我想做的。
And what this is when you know God establishes His law and His commands, and then we as people say we don't want it, and we want to do whatever we want.
你从这个字你马上引申你就看到，你看我们基本上人最信就是什么呀？都是叫我行我素，我想做我该做的，我想做什么就做什么，这是最开心的事情。
And from this we clearly understand our human nature, because we would prefer to do whatever we want, whatever is easy for us.
Yeah. 所以你看得很清楚一点，就是人的性情是什么样啊？人的性情就很基本上来看啊，就基本上那性情是什么回事啊？就是最往往大部分情况下就说我行我素，就说我就这样人，我就这样做。然后到了事情遇到不一样不顺的时候，哇，就很生气。
Yeah, so this is really evident of our own human nature, because you know we often say this is who I am. You know, I'm gonna do what I feel is right to me.
Yeah.
And when things don't go our way, we get angry.
那就当那个就说。就我们就是这些东西，我想不用他的描述，大家都很清楚。就常常就说，人家常常讲，一个人讲就顺境的时候，有权利，有各方面的时候，他最后怎么说话的呀？叫顺我者就生，逆我者就亡。顺我者昌，逆我者亡。This is 一点，就是 if somebody say follow me, I mean obey me, you'll be okay, but if you disobey me, you'll be die. 就是说你看这就是我们这个人的亲情，但是我想就是说我们最重要的一个问题要回到一个点上来看，就是说这个罪性的问题是关键，看到你在神面前神怎么定规的。
So, you know, we talk a lot aboutthese things, but the most important thing is to understand how God sees our sin, to come back to that.
Yeah. 好，我们刚刚讲到了，就是说这个就是已经这个单词已经让我们慢慢一开始有很多回想了，好吧？那么我们继续来看，就是说我从罗马书这个角那个书来看，就是说神到底怎么样来看我们这个人的。
So we've talked about sin, and now we're going to continue to talk about how God sees our sin.
Okay, 我们翻到罗马书，因为我整个基本上就那个轮廓，就讲的轮廓，基本上是顺着罗马书来看了。所以我们先看了罗马书第一章。
So to talk about this, we'll
第一章第十八节。
We'll go to Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
这句话罗马书 第一章十八节，他这句话怎么说呢？他就 对吧？原来神的愤怒从天上显明，在一切不见不不前不义的人身上，就是那些行不义抵挡真道的人。
And so what does it say? Verse 18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
这句话大家都很熟悉，但常常就是很就很多容易忽略了。但是你要仔细研究的话，这世界所有的内容就是有关就是描述一个人的心，一个罪的心情，一个最重要的定义都在这地方。
So many of us might be familiar with this verse, but sometimes we might overlook the details. And here it's describing the human nature.
你看神的震怒，他说就是什么，从天上已经显明在两个字叫不前不义。
And here it clearly says that the wrath of God is being revealed against all the godless and wicked.
你看，它中文翻译叫不前不义，英文叫 ungod 或者 godless， 另外一个什么叫 unrighteousness， 对不对？也就是说，他神的震怒是显明在什么样的身上呢？就是这些人什么叫 ungod， 就 ungod 不要神，然后呢 unrighteousness 的意思就是什么？他所做的事情与神所定规的不相符。
So here it's saying that God's wrath is being displayed against those people whodon't want to have God, or those who are godless, and those who are wicked or unrighteous, the people who don't want to do the right things that they know they should do.
Yeah. 也就是说他们你看这些人的最大的问题回到最重点的关键是他前面就是 ungod, 他不要神，就他不尊重神。
And clearly the first thing is that such an individual is ungodly or godless, yeah. And they don't want to have God.
也就是这后面接下来就是那些行不义抵挡真理的人。
And it's those are the same people who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
Yeah. 它英文叫什么叫 suppress truth. The truth 就是这样，你就是你明明知道神，但是怎么样，你不尊重他。
So here in English it says suppress the truth, which means even though the people clearly know God, but they refuse to accept it.
他明明知道什么是对的，但他怎么样？他偏不去做。
they clearly know what is right, but they don't do it.
所以你看到就看到这个地方一个很清楚的，就知道一个人的心情，几乎所有人没有一个人天生一生下来会怎么寻求神的。
So here it's describing very clearly the heart of man, and we all know when we are born, from the day we're born, there's not one person who desires on their own to seek God.
所以像从这个句话，我们就很容易联想到，就是说就。旧约里面箴言里面有很多地方让我们提到，就那我们讲的就是说，讲怎么样敬畏耶和华是什么样智慧的开端。
And that's why you know in many places in the Old Testament, such as in Psalms, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
没有意向怎么样，怎么样就放肆。
And if
no vision, yeah.
If there's no vision, then we will be.We'll perish.
Not perish, just lawlessness.
Oh, well, okay, then we'll be lawless.
所以你看啊，所以讲来讲去到最后一点就发现就是什么，我们讲到这归根结底一个人的罪性上来看到就是你对神的态度，你到底尊不尊重神。
So really the key here is what God cares about is the attitude of our hearts and whether or not we revere him.
Yeah.你看很有意思啊，很有意思，就是我想我们这样是稍微，我看看啊，这个我想顺着先把这个下面两节讲完，然后我再反过来再去讲另外一个东西吧，因为这很重要啊。十九节他说，像神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，这样是因为神已经给他们显明了。自创造天地以外的神的永能和神性明明可知，他们虽然眼不能见。就怎么样，但借着虽然是眼睛怎么见，但借着所造之物都可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。18:20.
Okay, so continued, verse 19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
你看到没有？也就是说，我们没有一个人，这就是几乎所有人都是这样的。你看，这超经历，就是说，人所能知道的神早就显明了，但是怎么样？但是人就几乎就是说 ignore。
So God makes it clear by saying, you know, He's made his invisible qualities to be clearly seen and understood by us, but we've chosen to ignore it.
我想讲到这个地方以后，我想因为我想还是要想办法要从要具体的看一看这个罪最后这到底就是会引起什么样的效果。我们想去看一个地方相对的是比较快速的。比较快速的，我们就讲提多书，我们看提多书啊，提多书第三章 ，Titus。
Yeah, let's turn to Titus so that we can better understand these verses.
提多书第三章三节，就
Let's go to Titus chapter 3 verse
3. 我们啊，像咱保罗啊，就是。提醒这个提多啊，就一定要就是就为众就传福音，在这件事情上就要一定要就是要就要尽心竭力啊。所以他在讲到就是这些人啊，就是常常就是就常常就是不守规矩的话，就是他们就是罪人嘛，就是一定会有罪人的表现。然后他要提到就特别提到就你要知道就提到就我们原来应该怎样，我们没信主之前也跟他们一样。所以他讲到就是从这句话里面也看到了，就我们本来这个人的罪性如何。他就说我们从前也是无知被虐受迷惑服侍各样私欲和宴乐，常为
So here Paul's writing a letter to Titus because Titus is ministering and preaching the gospel, and you know he's dealing with some people who are, you know, obviously still living in sin, and Paul is reminding him something very important, and talking about how we too were just like those who he's preaching the gospel to, and here in verse 3 it says, "At one time we too were foolish." Disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures.
我这个中文翻译这地方没有把那个原文的意思翻出来啊，叫中文翻译就是说他讲无知、被虐、受迷惑，然后后面接下来一翻译就是服侍各样的私欲和厌乐。但英文它被特别讲叫 slave to the passion and
so in English it says it uses pretty strong words by saying.That you know, we were enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures.
这个讲到一个很重要的一个东西，就看到我们就讲我们这个人的罪性啊，他是什么样心情啊？你原来是什么？是一个奴隶，是什么的奴隶呢？是私欲和宴乐的奴隶。
So here is another, it gives more another level of definition to.Our sinful nature, which is that we are slaves, and enslaved to what? We're slaves to the passions and pleasures.
我们再看另外一个地方啊，就是因为我们这里面要，因为我想必须要找这些翻来翻去要看这些东西，因为我们这就觉得好像谈的这个题目以后大家都很熟悉，但实际上就是很多东西我们常常有些忽略，所以我想翻一点东西，然后我们看一看，然后这样的话我们彼此一些更多的提醒啊。约翰福音。
So there's a lot. Oftentimes we think that we understand what sin is, but sometimes we can also be confused or unclear. So let's continue to look at other verses. Let's go to John chapter 8.
八章三十四节。
Verse 34.
但这句话之前的话，我想从前面上面读下来，这样的话，就大家就更加知道有一个背景啊。他耶稣。耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常遵守我的道，就是真是我的门徒了，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。然后他们就回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得自由呢？他耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
But let's read the verses before it to give context. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
也就是说，他主耶稣讲得很清楚，就是所有犯罪的都是罪的奴仆。
So Jesus said it really clearly that anyone who sins is a slave to sin.
那么我们都想一想，就我们是不是说罪的奴仆啊？
So then we have to think to ourselves, are we slaves to sin?
什么意思是罪的奴仆？什么意思
？And what does that mean?
我们很多人都觉得我们好得很啊，但你不知道你居然是什么呀？你自己根本不是你自己的主人，你在什么完全受约一个罪的辖制。
And many of us think that we are good people, but a lot of us don't understand that we're enslaved to sin.
Yeah. 这个奴仆意味着就是说你根本你自己不是主人，你是完全被一个别的权势所辖制着。
And what it means to be a slave is that you're not.Your own person, you're under the authority of some sort of master.
Okay, 那我们看看这个权势到底是什么。
And so what is this authority, this power?
我们看以弗所书第二章。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesians 第二章第一节、哦、我先读下来就可以，我想大家就很容易清楚到底是怎么回事就。
Verse, chapter 2, verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪孽当中，过犯罪孽当中，那时他这后面一个点点点，他叫你们活过来、啊、就是中文这个后来是翻译人加上去的，像你们死在过犯罪孽当中，这是讲的就是说你我们信主之前的光景是你是。死在过犯罪孽当中。
It says, "As for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins."
这个描述的是讲是你是我们这个之前的光景，或者死在过犯罪孽当中。我们都知道这个意思就是什么，是你灵里面是死了。OK.
So this is talking about our spiritual condition before being saved, and this is.You know, being dead in the spirit.
那么我下面更重要的是要看下面第二节啊，第二节的内容是就因为第二节、第三节是讲到关键就是，第二节，那时你们在其中行事为人怎么样？随从监视的封锁，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是今天在悖逆之子心中运行的中文翻译邪灵啊。
But the important verses are after as well. Here's in verse 2 says, in which you used to live.When you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
你以为你是自由的，但实际上是什么？你完全是你是顺从监视的封锁，顺服空中掌权者的首领，这样也就是是个是悖逆之子在就是信心在悖逆之子运行的邪灵。
So you know some of us think that we are free, but in fact many are.Are under the influence of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and that's a spirit that is in work in those who are disobedient.
Yeah, 就我们从前也在其中运行，叫放纵肉体的私欲，和随着肉体和心中所喜好的权势，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
And in verse 3, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts.
看到没有？这就是我们本来的光景。OK。
And so here it's describing our, the outlook of our life.
这个世界的背后，这个世界，我们这继续翻哦。我想还啊，我继续要翻来翻去还是多了，但是我简单的说吧，这世界的背后那个 prince 是谁啊？撒旦。
And who is the spirit, behind this? And it's Satan.
哎，他是什么样？就是迷惑普天下的。
And he is the one who tries to deceive the people.
He 居然能控制所有的人，我们都不知道，以为我们因为所做的所行的都是好像自己在做决定，以至于，但是我们不知不觉的居然是什么样？原来是与他认同的。
So many of us don't know that, He's deceived so many people that there are many of us under his control, Because many of us just think we've done a lot of good things, but in fact, we were still under his control.
Identified with his
spirit. His spirit.
这就为什么说我们每个人怎么样都要为自己负责，意味着把自己自己决定的。
So which is why all of us have to be responsible for our own actions.
Yeah, 因为是你自己做决定的就。
Because we made our own decisions.
Yeah, 这就为什么说最终是神要审判人的时候是怎么样，他是以你自己所行的来指出你的错。
That's why at the judgment,when we're judged, it's based on the actions that we've committed.
但是在 the action 背后更是要是什么样？是你的 deeds， 也就是你的性情。
But behind those actions, it's really the deeds behind it, the heart.
神的审判是根据真理，真理就是你是什么样的人，你是什么样的行为，最终就决定你的就是这些。
But with God, you know, His judgment is based on our character, our heart, who we are.
所以这句话，所以我们在你要如果看到了他是这个世界的王，最后他会怎么样？常常就是引诱人干什么？就从世界上来的东西都是很清楚。我们讲不是这句话都很熟悉，但是我想读一读，大家就更加清楚了。就是约翰一书约翰一书二章十五节。
So let's go to 1 John chapter 2.
First John chapter 2, verse 15.
Verse 15.
但不要爱世界和世界的世上的事，因为人爱世界，爱父心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就是什么肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并精神的骄傲，这些都不是从父来的，从世界来的。
Here it says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings... Is it there?
Yeah.
Okay, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has does not comes not from the Father, but from the world.
讲得很清楚，世界上来的东西是什么？我们随从世界，就是我们活在这世界上，这世界上居然来的东西都是肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，并精神的骄傲，引诱你怎么样，以至于就是说你要走我行我素的道路。
And here it says clearly in verse 16 that everything in the world, which is the cravings of sinful man, the lust of the eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, draws us away from God.
Yeah.但最终的结局是什么样？当你行在这些当中的时候，就你什么？你是可怒之子，在神面前。
And many people want to do what they want, but when they do it,
the wrath of God.
They face the wrath of God.
Okay. 好，我们再想看另外两个地方，就是我们可以稍微慢慢更多的想看到总结一下，就我们这个人到底是什么样情形的人啊？
So let's look at another verse to look at, you know, what is our human nature.
我们讲希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
讲到这个大祭司的时候哦，就是说这希伯来书实际上是一个很好的一本书啊，但是就是我想挑其中几个字眼，然后说说我们这个人的真实的这个情形啊。希伯来书第五章第二节时候特别讲的大祭司，他能体谅蒙昧和迷失的人，就。
So let's look at Hebrews chapter 5 verse 2, where it's talking about the high priest. Here it says, he is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness.
我想知道，像特别要讲大家知道就马上，他就讲到这些人是什么样 ，ignore， 就是他很容易就说根本就不当一回事情，就是忽略不计。另外一讲什么，他 astray， 就很容易走迷，因为他没有真理。
So here we're going to focus in on what this verse is describing in terms of, you know, the human nature, which is we're people who are ignorant and then also people who are going astray.
所以你看到就这有类似的地方，比如说我想就 也有人啊，就是我们教会也常常也会提到，就当人讲到罪的时候，我们常常也想到那个另外一个地方，叫以赛亚书55章讲到，就是说，要我们如羊走迷，个人偏行己路啊。
And oftentimes, you know, in our sermons and our service here, we talk about what is sin, and we reference Isaiah 55, where it says we're all like sheep that have gone astray.
但是你要关键看到前面一句话，我们往往都用后面的中文翻译啊，那个翻译之后又偏行己路，我们就想哦，这个偏字就是好像你是定义要这样走，你自己就好，那你是活该就。
Oh man, you know, in Chinese, basically, it's saying that we've chosen, to go our own way, which means we've made that our own personal decision to do that.
但是那个原文你要前面来特别讲一句话，就讲到我们这个人的犯罪情形是什么样。如羊走迷，你知道羊走迷会，羊在外面迷路了会怎么样？ Yeah, 那个就是我们这个人罪人的心情，就没有，就如羊走迷，就不知道没有方向。
But the other key part of that is the verse before where it says, you know, that we were like sheep that have gone astray, and what that means is, you know, when sheep go astray, you know, they.It's because they don't have a direction.
Yeah, 迷路了。
They're lost.
迷路会怎么样？就随便乱走，随便乱走。这就是罪的性情。这就是讲的我们这地方讲的，叫因为人就怎么样 ，ignore a straight, go astray easily. Yeah.
So that's what sin is. You know, being lost and not knowing where to go, and you know, so that's what leads people to be ignorant and to go astray.
Yeah.所以我们在讲，在讲那个，你看，我们再回过来看到前面希伯来书讲到这个以色列人在旷野40年，他最后就从他们的经历里面学到的，我们所去看到的东西。以后你看这个前面第三章。
And let's go back, to Hebrews chapter 3, talk about how the Israelites, went through the wilderness and what we can learn from that.
他因为以色列民啊，在这个旷野里面啊，叫旷野里面是什么？他们的经历，就是因为就在历史记载当中，所以我们很容易去看到，就是看到他们的问题所在。而且有这个希伯来书在这地方的话，就是说把他们的所经历的东西又进行了好像一个总结似的，所以我们很容易看到这其中就是到底问题所在。
So we can, this chapter makes it very succinct, and we can.We can clearly understand.
Yeah.
So in verse 7 it says, Today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
那这些人为什么应了现在呢？这个第四点总要讲，总第第那个，你看啊，第到第十二节和我特别讲第13节，我先读一下，总要趁着今日，对吧？彼此相劝，免得你们中间怎么样？你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心就刚硬了。
And in verse 13 it says, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness."
心刚硬的背后是什么？是因为你们被罪所迷惑。
So the cause behind a hardened heart is because of sin's deceitfulness.
所以，因为你自己要有自己随心所欲，变得就是你也就根本不管神所说的。
Because you know when we want to do what we want, then we don't care about what God says.
这些东西都是什么？都是那个。就是都是我们这个人己性使得我们这个人怎么样要任意妄为。
And because of our own, you know, selfish,
yeah.
selfishness, then we choose to go our own way.
Yeah. 那你看啊，他就说，他特别第十四节就讲到，就说讲我们若讲起初所虚心的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份的。
And then verse 14 says, We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
再讲到一个信心，你要反过来再去看就前面第十二节讲，弟兄们，你们要谨慎讲，要免得你们中间有人怎么乘着不信的恶心把永生神离弃了。
And when in talking about faith, in verse 12 it also says, See to it, brothers, that none of you have a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God.
中文翻译这个地方啊，就是讲讲讲不信的恶心啊，不信的恶心就把你的这个不信的恶心，你自己就你把神就离弃了。可是呢，不信的恶心啊，原文去你要看原文去啊，它叫 unbelieve， 然后逗号 evil。
Yeah, so here it says that it's a sinful, unbelieving heart that leads people away from God.
Yeah, 他是说的 unbelieve， 你当你不信的时候，那就是什么？就是 evil.
And that that this unbelief is the equivalent of evil.
你不但把永生神离弃了，而且呢，就是你是什么样和 evil identify， 就是和什么？和那个就是那个邪恶，就是那个 evil， 我们都知道了，就是魔鬼，居然相同，就等同。
So it's not just that you've turned away from God, but that it's an unbelief that is also evil, which is the you know the same thing as the devil.
你的性情上已经与一和那个和那个和撒旦没什么差别。
So in terms of the heart,
okay,
there is no difference between you and Satan.
Yeah. 所以为什么说就是我们这个神是救我们怎么样？救我们脱离这种就是说不信的恶心，就是回凭着信以自己回归到神，回到神面前来。
That's why Jesus, you know, when he saved us, he's saving us, setting us free.
我想我再翻译一个地方，我今天好像讲太慢了，我可能玩不了了。没关系，我只要讲多少是多少，因为这个题目反正是我无边无际很大的东西。我 anyway， 我觉得能讲多少是多少啊。然后我想讲另外一个地方，讲到这个罪的个，其实这个地方我们讲得很清楚，很清楚讲一个罪很重要一点，就是你没失去的方向，你没有意向，你对神没有一个正确的态度。
So what's very clear here is that what sin is that it's being directionless, not knowing where to go, being lost, and then not having the right attitude towards God.
Yeah. 我们讲到这个地方的时候，我想还要很重要的看到一点，就是当我们一个对的态度是怎么样呢？我们看那个以赛亚书。
So then, what is a good attitude? Let's go to Isaiah.
以赛亚书66章第一节。
Chapter 66, verse 1 and 2.
耶和华如此说：“天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我做何等的殿宇呢？”你要做什么东西？就这些东西，天地都是他所造，你造什么东西？能够算什么呢？叫哪里是我的安息之地呢？耶和华说：“天，这一切都是我所造的，都所有都有了。天，但我所看过的是什么？虚心痛悔，因我的话而战兢的人。”
And says, "This is what the Lord says: Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me?" Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things so that they came to being, declares the Lord? This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
神所看过的，神所要的，也就是说神所心里所期望的是什么呢？是看过那些什么虚心痛悔因神的话而战兢的。
So what does God care about? He cares about those who are humble and contrite in spirit, those who tremble at his word.
也就是说，你如果不把神当神，你当然就是说，你这我们这个人就那么高傲，就更高傲，就那就很显然，就我们要所做所用都是随心所欲嘛。但是你一旦认识到在神的旨意超过一切时候，你毕竟在他神面前有谦卑的心。
So what this means is that we have to treat God like God, because.You know, we can't have that proudful, that pride in ourselves, because when we do realize who God is, and we understand His will, then we will humble ourselves before Him.
我们不没时间翻了，但那个在诗篇里面讲，神所看过是什么？是敬畏他的神，敬畏他的人。
So you know, just like in Psalms, it also says that you know what God cares about is those who fear Him.
神讲耶稣讲的就是说，就今。神所寻找的真正敬拜的是什么样？在真理和诚实，用心灵和诚实里面的敬拜他的。
And Jesus said, you know, the true worship that is accepted by God is when people worship Him in spirit and in truth.
观音讲说，你用灵里面，从心里面，难道是按照神都当得的敬拜来敬拜他？
So it's a worship that comes from within our spirit, and that in which we're worshiping Him in the way that He wants us to worship Him.
我们就很容易问到一个问题，就是今天我们敬拜神是为什么要敬拜他？是因为他有给了我们这么多好处，我们敬拜他吗？
So it begs the question of today when we worship Him, why do we worship Him? Is it because He gave us all these good things?
是的，我们当然大部分情况下的确是，就是因为给我们这么好处，有这么多好处，我们要敬拜他。但你要知道，很重要一点就是什么？敬拜他是因为他是神，他配得敬拜。
And yes, it's true that you know we do you know get worship Him for the good things He's blessed us with, but the real reason that we worship Him is because He is God and He's worthy of our worship.
当你看到居然神这宇宙的创造之主居然那么勇美的时候，他居然就是你在这个我们浩瀚的宇宙里不算个什么东西的人，他居然跟我们认同来救我们这个人。你当你看到这一切，他居然这么舍命，你难道不感到惊讶吗？难道没有一点感觉吗？
So you know when we think aboutin all the universe and how you know we're just very small compared to everything that he's created, but yet he came down and he died for us, and you know how can we not be amazed by this?
好，我想就讲另外一个心情啊，讲到罪的心情是否这个，因为这心情里面有好几个，但是我可能就要看到这弄了，但是还是很重要一个讲提一个点吧，因为这个点的话非常罗马书第。第二章啊。
Let's go to Romans chapter 2.
因为讲到这个罪的性情有很多表现，那么比如说我们这个人啊，你看，我们这个人啊，就说，很贪婪，对不对？然后呢，就没有安全感，然后呢，就是说对前面的事情实际上你很担忧，但当你拥有的时候呢，你觉得自己很了不起。
And so you know there's much many more verses where we can learn more about the sinful nature. And for example, you know people we're often lazy and we're also insecure and we often worry about many things. And even when we are, when our worries are addressed, sometimes we feel like we are very, we become proudful.
但是当圣经总结的时候，你看就很有意思，就总结几乎就用很简单的一两个字而已，就是让我们看到这个人心情是如何。好，我们刚才讲的第一点，讲的就是说，我们这个人之所以就是说，之所以就是是罪性里面就关键什么，你不要神。OK， 那不要神的话，你自己就变成你这个人，就说你好像就是晚点被虐，然后你自己所做所行的都是这样。但另外一个点 ，OK。
So we're gonna talk about you know a big part of the sinful nature is that you know we are we don't want God and that we are rebellious。
但另外一个点的总结很有意思，就是我们看罗马书第二章，第二章。第八节。
But let's look at Romans 2 verse 8.
那很抱歉啊，在第八章在二章八节，就是这句话翻译真的把原文没有反映出来啊。但是我想还是读一下中文，然后我们再看看听英文怎么说的。但为己党不顺从真理，不是反顺从不义的，就以愤怒恼恨报应他们。
But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger.
Yeah. 你看，刚刚英文听的是你们现在叫 those 是什么 Self-seeking, right?
Yeah, so the first emphasis here is that it's those who are self-seeking.
也就是说，讲到我们这个人最心里面很重要一个点是什么？如果你开发起的话嘛，这个人就是自私。
So a big thing about sinful nature is that a person is selfish.
你会觉得你什么时候就到某个程度，你会绝对不会是 selfish 了。
And we have to think to ourselves, you know, is there a point where we truly are selfless?
当你看到照片的时候，拿照片的时候，你第一个首先要找的是谁？
When we're handed a photo, you know, or we're often looked, who's the first person we're looking for?
一个很重要的，我们各种各样的表现出来，表现以后，如果你归纳起来，这个人怎么样？就是自我中心。
So oftentimes when we assess our actions, our nature, we realize that we're self-centered.
Yeah. 所以最后自我中心这个结局会怎么样？就是如果怎么样，就是我们看反过来看啊，就好。我们讲到这个税的时候，我们想总归要搞一些正面的东西，对吧？要不然的话，我们就是全 negative 的，就好像就 helpless 啊。我们再去看另外一个地方，然后或许可以说有一些帮助啊。约翰不，哥林多前书十三章第四节，我们讲到爱的定义。
But let's also talk about some positive aspects. Let's go turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
13 verse 4. Yeah.
Chapter
13 verse 4. 4, 5, yeah. 4, 5. 4, 5, 6, 7. 这句话我想大家都很熟悉，可是我想在其中挑出一些东西来，你会发现就是有很有意思，就是让我们看到到底我们这人是怎么回事。
Let's read verses 4 to 7, and you know this talks a lot about what is love, and from here we can learn some things.
Yeah, 他说爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
It says love is patient, love is kind.
这是正面的，对不对？我们这人很容易理解。
So these are positive things, and we can easily understand.
然后后面也很有意思的，所以全部你看，全部讲就是说，下面就是爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
But then after that, start saying that love, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.
因为很有意思哦，当我们讲到爱的时候，那居然是就讲什么，让我们从反面看哪些是不是爱。
It's very interesting, and this definition of love, it starts to talk about from the negative aspect of what are examples that are not love.
我们看到这反面东西都是什么呀？都是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞事，不求自己益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。不喜欢不义，不喜欢是喜欢真理。
And here, you know, it says, you know, it does not envy, it's not boast, it's not proud, it's not rude, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, doesn't keep record of wrongs, doesn't delight in evil.
你要把这些东西看回去了，你看发现是怎么回事？这就是我们这个人的罪性。
And so, from the reverse, what this is really saying is, it's describing our sinful nature.
那我们这个人就是什么样？就很容易自夸，很容易张狂。
Because our human nature, you know, we're easily, you know, boastful. We're easily proud.
我们很喜欢什么？因为我们 selfish， 就是因为我们这个人自我中心啊，我自私啊。我们常常要希望别人来夸我，所以别人不夸我，我们自己要显摆我们自己多少厉害。
And because we're very, you know, selfish, self-centered, self-seeking.Then oftentimes we want others to, you know, kind of puff us up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we make others see how great we are.
就当别人要是要别人要不这样做的时候，就我们就很容易发怒，然后还就别人要做什么不对不对的事情，我们就记着了，下次有机会的时候要还击。
And when people don't do things the way we like, then we start getting angry.And when we keep records of wrongs.
当我们别人做到我们做不到的时候，我们就什么去嫉妒。
And then when we see other people do things that we would like to do, we start to envy.
Yeah, we cannot do it.
Oh, that when things that we can't do, then we start to envy.
所以你看，这一切都是讲的嘛，讲到一个人罪行的两面不同的反应。Okay.
So here is talking, you know, different sides of the human nature and our reaction.
所以说啊，就。我们这个人的罪性啊，你不要以为叫在什么时候会要，就是好像就是 disappear 了 Okay.
So don't think that your sinful nature is just going to suddenly disappear.
我们现在回到罗马书啊，因为我想很快结束掉，就是因为我们 anyway 我还想着就是把这个尽管要简短一点，但是还是要 finish 掉的啊。但罗马书，罗马书第六章。
But let's go back to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。第六章第六节
Chapter 6 verse 6
中文翻译成就因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架是罪身秘诀叫我们不再做罪的奴仆
It says for we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with that we should no longer be slaves to sin
当你信服以后你居然会发生什么事情啊哇，这是一个很重要的，就是你原来是罪的奴仆，今天是什么样？你不再是罪的奴仆了。
And so here it says, you know, basically, once that we die with Christ, we're no longer slaves to sin.
你不再是罪的奴仆了，因为什么？你的旧人已经耶稣同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是你了。你今天是新造的新人，你罪已经不再是你的罪，是你的主人了。
So how can we be? So how are we set free? How are we no longer slaves to sin? It's because when we die with Christ, when we're crucified with Him, we are made new. We're a new creation, and that slave is no longer sin is no longer our master.
第十七节这样，感谢神，感谢神，六章第十七节这样，感谢神，因为你们以前什么，虽然是罪的奴仆。今天却从心里顺服了那传给你们的道理，传给你们道理。你们既从罪里面得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
And so that's why in verse 17 and 18 it says, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness."
你发现是什么？你看到是问题什么事情发生了？你从心里顺服了传给你们道理的模范，这个结局是带着就是你以前是这样，但是今天因为是这样，你就从罪里面得释放了，做了什么义的奴仆。
So what's critical here is that it says that that you have wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you've been set free from sin, and now you're a slave to righteousness.
因为我们就刚才下面一句话，当然一听啊，你可能哎怎么回事？从罪里面释放，我们变成了义的，说我怎么回事
？And so some people might think, oh, this is kind of weird. Like you were just set free from sin, and now you're a slave to righteousness.
Yeah, 是今天是因，也就是说你今天里面的改变是什么？你原来是你自己，虽然你是今天好像你在做事情，但是就你是什么？原来是被罪所辖制的。
So you know.Remember back, you know, when we talked about how sometimes we think that we're doing our own thing, but actually we were slaves to sin.
但你今天因着信怎么样？你的里面的性情改变了，你要渴望来遵神而行，以至于就是说，你今天就是什么？你今天就说，从今天什么？已经罪已经不再辖制你，不再怎样？你就说，你可以有力量要遵神的义路而行。
But now, through our faith and working towards obeying God, we're set free from the power of sin, and that God gives us the strength to do what is right.
神就是义，那个义什么？就是说他是在神圣上的灵在，因着我们借着信，成为我们心里力量，能使我们这个人怎么样？就说从，就说就是就说好像什么呀？开始有力量。做对的事情是荣耀神的事情。
So because of our faith, now we have, God gives us that strength, the ability to do the things that He wants us to do that glorify Him.
Yeah, 而且神的恩典是这么浩大，他怎么样？他好像今天他成为一个，好像这个看顾着你，好像在人看来好像就是好像义的奴仆似的。他是什么？在指引着你，你拉拔着你，使你走上义路。
And so it's God's grace. He gives us so much grace, and He is basically watching over us, guiding us. And so, in a sense, you know, He's like our master, and that you know, we are in that way a slave to righteousness.
Okay, 好，但是呢，我们要看到这个地方，我只能开书了，因为其他内容太多的时间没有了，就我们时间差不多了啊、嗯。那么，也讲了，就是说我们今天信主了，那么我们已经不再是我们圣灵跟也在我们里面成为我们力量，更新了我们这个人了啊、嗯。然后呢，就是我们这个人在神面前也常常要被心思意念要更新，对不对？
So and we know, you know, now that we're saved, you know, we have the Holy Spirit, we're a new creation, we're no longer ourselves, and that often, we also know that we often have to renew our heart and mind before Him.
但是呢，罗马书第七章里面讲的是怎么样？就发现是什么？就发现就说，就我发现就说，就我要做的立志行善由得我，我怎么样行出来就由不得我。
But interestingly, in Romans chapter 7, it basically talks about how we want to do what's good, but then we find ourselves doing what we shouldn't.
第七章第十八节这个讲的是什么？就后半段我刚刚讲过，叫立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。但是前半节他说，因为我也知道在我里面，就是在我肉体之中就没有良善。
And so what we were just saying is in the second half of that verse it said, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. And the beginning half of that verse it said, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature.
我们本来的人是微罪完全受辖制的，但神今天已经就是让我们自由了，就 set free, 就除掉罪对我们的辖制的力量。但是罪仍然在我们里面
okay. So you know, in our original nature we were enslaved and trapped in sin,
sin still in us,
but God saved us, but even after that there is still that sin within us.
这就为什么说今天仍然在我们里面，我们仍然是因为是肉身在里面，所以呢我们仍然怎么样，就发现就是说你又心灵已经更新了，愿意来荣耀神，但是你实际上你做不出多少来。
But today we know that we're still in the flesh, and because we're in the flesh, even though our spirits desire to do what is good, to do the things that glorify God, our flesh is might not
weak to
it, may be weak.
Yeah, 二十二节是说，因为这样。就说这个，我说这个，我想这个从二十二节开始，从二十三节吧，二十二节，因为按照我里面的意思什么样，就里面是我喜欢神的律，但我觉得我肉体当中另有一个律，和我心中律叫我把我挪去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律，我真是苦啊！谁能救我这取死的身体呢
？So that's why verse 22. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?
当我们就我们今天信主，今天会什么？就跟保罗一样 ，OK。你一个人在神面前蒙光照，越是用什么的光照，越是发现就是说你真的就渴望的荣耀神，但是你真的发现就是你自己另外一个好像另外一个律，实际好像成为律一样，它能够把你掳去。
So those of us who are Christian can I, you know, identify with Paul here, because you know when we start believing, we have that desire to do God's law, but then at the same time, there is another law within our body that seeks to imprison us.
Okay, 那我们现在反过来再看，今天信主，今天这个我们到底是什么样心情，发生什么变化？你看，有一句话就讲得很清楚，就 okay, 第四节说，就说我看第三节开始讲。律法因肉体的软弱所不能行的，神就差遣他的儿子，就成为肉身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉身里定了罪案，使律法的意义成就在我们身上，成就在我在我们这不随从身体，不随从肉体，则随从不随从肉体，则随从圣灵的人身上。
And so now that we've believed, how's that changed us? And so in chapter 8, verse 3 and 4.It says, for what the law was powerless to do, and that it was weak, and that it was weakened by the sinful nature. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
神最终的心意乃是要把我们怎么样做成像个义人，就说行义的才是义人，就律法的义最终 要呈现在我们身上。但我们今天这个人怎么样发生变化，是什么变化？已经不再是随从肉体，乃是什么？随从圣灵。
So what God wants us to become is to have his righteousness, to do the righteous works. But he, you know, and God, in doing so, he caused us to no longer live according to the sinful nature, but to live according to the Spirit.
Yeah. 今天我们是关键是什么？要体恤圣灵在我们里面的引领。
So what's important is to be able to be led by the Spirit.
Yeah, 而且你看下面讲句话，讲因为什么？体贴随从肉体的就体贴肉体的事情，随从圣灵的体贴圣灵的事情。体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵就嘛就是平安和生命和平安。
Because later it says, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the nature desires, but those who live according in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires.
在你灵肉征战的时候怎么办吗？灵肉就 spirit, flesh and the spiritual battle, what should you do?
Okay, so what should we do when we battle between the spirit and the flesh?
八章十三节讲清清楚楚的，弟兄们，这样看来怎么？我们不是先肉体的在，那是随从肉体活着，因为你随从肉体怎么样，就必要死。但如果靠着圣灵致使肉体的恶行，就必要活着。
And in verse 12.And 13 it says, Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body... Okay, wait.
所以这句话清楚地告诉我们，就是你要，我们所要做的是以靠圣灵致死肉体。
So what this tells us is that we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to put to death our sinful nature.
对不起，时间超太多了，之后我想 summary 就是下面结束掉，因为很想讲细一点，讲细一点的话就理解比较容易一点啊。但是就是这样说的话就，但是没有时间了，那我们只能这样。在圣经上告诉我们，就别的两处地方，然后清楚的告诉我们怎么样就是胜过胜，得胜。在罗马书第十二章呢，告诉我们就是什么，你要不怎么样，要不给肉体做安排。
So there are other places in the Bible that tell us how we can overcome the sinful nature. In Romans chapter 12, it talks about how we cannot give a foothold to the sinful nature.
也就是说，你要如果你这个人很贪食，怎么样？你不要饿着肚子上街去，对不对？记住。
So
贪食。
So
greedy for food.
For example, if we are greedy for food,
yeah,
then
you should not be hungry. Yeah, go to street. Yeah.
Oh, then we should not go out with a hungry stomach.
Yeah. 那就很显然，就说你要什么，你必须要向己死，你才有指望和活。OK.
So that's why we have to die to ourselves so we can live.
正面来讲，就说在约翰福音呢，耶稣呢告诉我们，我们必须要活在神的明光，神的光明当中。成为光明之子，你才有可能胜过邪恶。
And so from a positive way, that's why John talks about how we have to be the children of light, so that we can overcome this world.
Okay. 所以我们先回头讲，我们今天是讲什么啊？不要忘了，我讲了半天以后，讲什么也不行。我们今天讲到，基本上讲了两个点，你要认识到，我们讲到罪是讲到一个人的罪性，不是只是最终的行出的行为而已。
So it's important, you know, after we talk about all this, that we don't forget the main points. And we basically talked about two main things. First is that what sin is, it's not just it's really about our attitude, our nature, and not just the deeds.
Yeah. 当我们讲罪性的时候，我是因为没多少时间，我只讲了两个点，希望就是这个有 benefit。 就关键讲，讲到底，第一个就是讲你对神的态度如何，信与不信，决定了你这个人就对神的，就对神的，对神的态度。
And the most fundamental part to that is when it comes to sin, it's our attitude towards God, whether we believe or disbelieve, and that determines how we treat God.
你不信就被就很容易被罪迷惑。当你不信的时候，你已经实际上是和义务同等。
When we don't believe, we're easily deceived by sin and evil, and in fact, we become the equivalents of evil.
当你不信，你最终结局一定是 disobey, 就是就悖违顽梗悖逆。
Because when you disbelieve, then you're rebellious, you become rebellious and unrepentant.
第二个点就是说，罪性开化起来就是什么，就从就什么，就是你这个人就是可以用英文叫 self-seeking, 就自我中心。
And it's also self-seeking.
Yeah. 所以这就为什么，这就让我们清楚知道，我们这个人就是在只要在肉身里，我们常常就说，今天重生的我们真的灵里改变了，但是我们肉体仍然在肉体里面，所以常常还有那么多的灵肉征战。
But that's why it's important for us to know that you know we've been born again in the spirit, but we're still in this flesh, and that's why we still have these battles.
要我们需要什么？依靠圣灵致死肉体。
And that's why we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to put to death ourselves.
活在神的面光当中，住在主里面。
To live before God, to abide in Him.
真实的成为一个得胜者。
And to become true overcomers.
父啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，真的是与我们同在。我们知道都是你的恩典和怜悯，要引拉拔我们，使我们真像你。保守我们，让我们真的是在真实的行在你的面光当中，尊你爱心。祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
阿门。我们用一首诗歌来跟神求告。